Yeah, that's right. He's a motherfucking G. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show. At Dad's Point of View, you can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. I have a special in-studio guest, Kelly Smith-Gall, who's a single mom of four teenagers. Count them, four. How perfect is that for our topic of teen love? Kelly is a project manager and social media marketer. Her company is Smith-Gall Virtual Services, and the website is socialpowerva.com. She is also a beauty. A real beauty in real life. Oh, I mean she's a beauty and healthy lifestyle blogger. Excuse me, I got distracted. And you can find all of her wisdom at fitandsexylifestyle.com. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
It's really fun. I cannot imagine what it is like to raise four teenagers at the same time, largely by yourself. You are living and breathing, and you seem in good health.
Yeah, absolutely. They're amazing kids. I'm actually very fortunate and very, we have a unique bond. So I think that helps a lot. We have a very open relationship, open communication. And I think that really, really helps a lot.
From what you've told me, you have all sizes. They go from 5'1 to 6'11"?
Yes, that is very true.
And what is the family sport?
Volleyball.
And is one of them actually playing volleyball as we speak?
Yeah, actually, I'd like to give a shout-out to Paige Smith-Gall and Lexi Morrison, her stepsister, who are in a beach tournament right now.
Are they on the same team?
Yeah, yes,
oh,
they are.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, they play.
Stepsister, oh, that is
yeah,
so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so
she's 5'11 and still growing.
Yes.
15
yes,
years old.
Yes, yes.
Okay, that is just so cool. And I know that you've also had, I mean, talking about teenagers, you've had one child that has had some physical issues and
yes.
Thank God has surmounted them from what you've told me with real grace.
Absolutely.
And
yes,
with
and
the blessings of God that
Absolutely.
He's recovered. So you've had your trials and tribulations being a mom, haven't you?
Absolutely, yes. And that's what makes it interesting, and it just feels, I think it makes us stronger as a family unit, the way we just all pull together. And I have a great family support system with my parents and my brother and my sister, so.
You also told me something, and I could not agree with it more. You said that over the last 20 years, you've been rich, you've been poor, you've been in between, you've had everything, you've had less.
Yes.
And right now you're living in a two-bedroom apartment,
yes.
Five of you.
Yes.
And in many ways, correct me if I'm wrong, you're closer than you've ever been.
Absolutely true. Yes.
And I just think that's beautiful because what your kids have learned is the material things aren't what make a family and aren't what make happiness. And isn't that what you said, that they no longer even pay attention to brands or they've
exactly.
learned the difference?
Yeah.
And for a girl to,
yeah.
to
oh,
not...
My daughter, she is Miss Budget Shopper. You'd be amazed what she can go when she goes shopping, the things that she comes home with. I am just so proud of her. I mean, of course, you know, she would long to maybe have those designer jeans once in a while, but she's totally okay, and she rocks whatever she wears, and you wouldn't even know
if she
that.
She looks anything like you, and she's 5'11", and she's still growing... I think you're in big trouble, Mom,
next
year or two.
Yeah, we really are. We really are. And thank goodness, like her dad often jokes, thank goodness he has a shotgun, you know, in the closet. So, you know, when that time comes.
I think God knew me well when he only gave me boys.
Oh.
Because I think I would have locked her up if I had a daughter until she was 30 or so.
Yes.
Speaking of that, at 15, is she exhibited any interest in boys or is the volleyball dominant?
She does obviously, of course, have interest in boys, and she's had her, she's had her share of little relationships and everything, but thank goodness she does play volleyball year round, and it keeps her awfully busy, but...
Does she confide in you?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
You're lucky.
You're
not an idiot?
Not to her. Sometimes with the boys I am, but even with the boys, they will come to me with all their most intimate questions, believe it or not, which I'm really blessed that they do, you know, and we just have these really open conversations, so.
I think one of the reasons it may work in your case is you have a very soft demeanor, and I mean that as a compliment. You're just not an aggressive personality, so I think you're approachable. It's always different, of course, when it's your kids.
Right.
So I'm observing you as a friend.
No, absolutely. I'm sure, you know, they see me get a little crazy at home. They'll be the first to tell you, oh, gosh, Mom's just
But you also told me that your home, your little home, is the meeting grounds for all the friends.
No, absolutely. Almost
so that
every
says
night.
A lot about you and a lot about the kids.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. I always wanted our home to be the same thing, and it has been more with my older son, who has brought all his friends over all the time. Yeah. My younger son, less so. I think he'll do more of it now because he's actually transferring to a school that's closer to our house. But any other, do you have any stories you'd care to share about your own teen love experiences?
Oh, gosh.
Do you have any painful memory or really good memory? Like first kiss or first crush?
Oh, gosh. First kiss, obviously very mortified. I felt like I did not know what I was doing. And I was really shy.
Do you think he did?
Gosh, I don't even know. But, you know, when I was younger, when I fell in love hard. And so I think that has to do with a lot of things where, like, I think my kids are a little smarter with that. They're not so far to jump into a relationship because I think those feelings, like, you feel you kind of can't distinguish the euphoria or the lust, and you mistake it for love. So you may move too fast or start a relationship too quickly. And I think that's kind of transcended into my older years with having relationships, not so much with my children's dad. We took it at a really good pace and everything. But I think two relationships I had after that, it was like, boom, like I just went full on without really thinking, you know, and now. Of course, now I would totally step back and I see the mistakes. And I think my children have learned from that as well. So they kind of have seen what mom's gone through, maybe some not smart choices that mom has made in regards to relationships. And I think that's going to help them, actually.
That's good. That's good. I agree. Do you have any immediate thoughts on how it is different for your kids in how they date and interact versus, say, when you did?
Just so much what you were saying, a lot of their communication is done through text. The lingo is hooking up, and hooking up can mean any kind of, from kissing to any kind of sexual contact. Girls are more likely to hook up with a bunch of boys, where boys are not likely to do that with the girls. Like,
what do you mean? Can you explain that?
Okay, let me take for instance, there was a dance that one of my children had went to, and had observed that some, not her circle of girlfriends, but others were, you know, just randomly hooking up with 5, 7,
do you mean
8, 10.
Having some sexual contact?
Kissing, or just the way they were dancing and things like that. So it's just really interesting. I don't think if I remember my high school days, we didn't really do that. It was just like one, you know.
It was one-on-one.
It was one-on-one. You wouldn't be like.
Did you slow dance in high school? Or did it all only fast dance?
You
remember?
It was all fast dance and everything.
So there's very little touching,
actually. There was actually really, yeah, exactly. I mean, there was like Knott's Berry Farm was like Studio K. We used to do that. I'm going to probably date myself now back in high school and just, you know, dances like that where the kids, you know, do have chaperone settings. But I'm not really sure if the chaperone settings are quite where I would like them to be. But, you know, I have to, again, trust my children that they're smart enough and make the right choices and that they communicate with me.
It's one of my common statements is that once our kids become teenagers, they're basically out of our control, and all that we can do is hope and try to keep them alive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that literally, not figuratively, and that the lessons that we've taught them prior to the teen devil taking over will come to mind, and that they will make some better decisions.
Exactly.
And then sometime later, like Mark Twain said, when they're in their 20s, Mark Twain said something to the effect that when I was 13, my dad all of a sudden became an idiot. And then I became 20 and all of a sudden he got smart again. That's really odd. And hopefully, I'm seeing that with my older son. He's starting to think that I actually do have a brain. My younger one still thinks I don't.
Right.
So I imagine, you know, you have one that's on that, almost at that age where he is hopefully maybe matured enough as far as his brain growth that he might think you actually have some wisdom to offer.
Right, exactly. That is very true.
All right. Well, listen, we're nearly out of time. It's been a joy having you in studio. I told you it wasn't going to be hard.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I mean, Kelly was a little nervous, but as you can tell from her performance, she was totally perfect and wonderful. Where can our listeners find you should they want to?
Well, definitely you can find me at Kelly Smithgall on Twitter and actually on all my social media channels at Kelly Smithgall. And, of course, you can find me every Thursday on Dad Chat from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time.
And that's 9 to 10 East Coast time. I appreciate that plug. Thank you again, Kelly, for being my in-studio guest. It's so much fun to have someone right here. My pleasure. And we'll be back for some closing remarks. Stay tuned.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between. Do not mess with Mr. In Between. No, no. Do not mess with Mr. In Between. It's a Bible just day-do-day-do-day-do-day-do-day-do.